Brahman.
Oh, wouldn't be some case. Where it said that Rabbi Loy cut down an unripe palm tree on Shvius, and that way he was mafsid the peiros, they could never ripen. But they weren't peiros yet that they could say that they were destroyed. So the Gemara says that if you say that fruit that's unripe, is in the developing stages, is not called fruit, Maisa Gemara says not like that. Rav Nachman says that the husks around the dates is considered a shomer lepri, and it's chayiv in orla. It's also because of orla. And that shomer is only there when the dates are not ripe yet, when they're still developing. So you see that the dates are called a pre, because otherwise this can't be called a shomer for the pre. So where it says, that's only according to Rabbi Yossi. But according to the Rabbanan, that's not called a pre yet. Smart says that's only Machlokas Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanan, is only by grapes, but by other trees, not true. Smart says only Plivi Rabbanan alayd Rabbi Yossi b'shar ilanos. Does Rabbi Yossi argue on the Rabbanan by other ilanos? No, it's none. That the Rabbanan don't argue on Rabbi Yossi. They agree that even the unripe fruit of other trees is called fruit. Grapes, not, but other fruit, yeah. But Tznan, may Messiah in coach and say, Lonis Bashvius, from what point are you not allowed to cut down a tree that has developing fruit on it in Shvius? Bishami Omrin Kolhoi Lonis Mishiotziu. Bishami says, from the time that the fruit starts to appear, it's also to cut the tree. Well, Basil Omrin, Basil says, no, it has to be a later stage. Hacharuvin Mishiyas Rishu, Boxer. When it starts to look like chains, and grapes, when they are like what's it called, pool halava, they look like beans, and olives, when the what's it called, the blossom comes out, the not the blossom, yeah, the, like the like the stem. Ushar kalidonis mishiotziu. And all other trees, as soon as the fruit appears. Ram Ravasi, and Ravasi said, hu busser, hu girua, hu pul halava. Right? That busser and girua, mishiagriu, and pul halava are the same stage. Where it says, pul halava, so kadaita, what are you talking about, pul halava? We're talking about grapes. And you're talking about white beans. As soon as it comes the size of a white bean, then it's considered what's it called, fruit. So obviously, this basilo, right, holds that by grapes, it has to be busser, which is a later stage than smadar. It has to be already developed to the point where it's the size of a bean. So that's what's called Rabbanan. That goes according to the Rabbanan, who hold that, not like Rabbi Yossi, that by grapes, smother is not considered a fruit, but busser is. Uktani shar koli lanus mishiotziu. And even so, right, Basilo says that all other trees, as soon as it appears, the fruit appears. So Vaisnois, this is not like Rabbi Yossi, this obviously he holds like the Rabbanan. And still, even though he holds it to Rabbanan, he holds that all trees except for grapes have the earlier stage of being considered fruit. So, dates go into that cloud. Ela Rabbi Loy bidanischani cuts. Rabbi Loy cut a tree where there weren't ripening dates or growing dates, but there was a variety of dates that never got ripe. So when he cut them, they were unripe, and they'll never become ripe. So he wasn't mocking anything. They can only be eaten the way they are, or they can't be eaten at all. And they'll never become ripe. So cutting the tree wasn't mocking the dates. Rashi. B'shari lanas chutz v'getter. This machlokus of the Rabban and Rabbi Yosef is only by grapes. Ein kot sin la eitzim et neisha tat sin apri, v'rachmana omer lo ochle v'lo hetzid. M'shio tziyu, t'chila so olim b'nei nisa. Right, as soon as the leaves come out, it's already considered a fruit tree. M'shiyah shrishu, m'shiyiru b'hen kein shar shiru shal charuvim. When the boxer starts to look like chains. M'shiyah griu, m'shiyah godlu ha'anodim k'sas. When the grapes grew a little bit, the nikru girua. U'lekan in the forest, yiru k'pul alovim. It's when they become the size of a white bean. M'shiyah nitzu, m'shiyah gdil ha'nitz alihim. When it gets the stem, the huke ain maschali, the domelobi brachos, ha pitmashavimo mitstarit, the hanet shalo eno mitstarit. Hu busser, the omer kohecha disman, o busser, o girua, kulu chadamdinu. Busser, girua, all names for the same stage of fruit. Busser tran begitten, mishas knisas hamayim the busser. Pul halavin sokadaitacha, the kvonim kan, we're talking about beans, we're talking about grapes. Uman tana de shamisli, the omer busser who dave pri, kinitani mishiagriu, the hainu busser, avil smaver lo rabonani. Uktani de modu mishari lonis. Hoder abasi hu busser hu girua nokat hocha, mishim glotema girua hainu smodav rabiosi. Had to say this clow, that busser and girua are the same thing, otherwise we could have said that girua is smother, and it goes according to rabiosi. Within a schani kots tmorim shall deckle zachar, the enum is bashlim bolamis. They never ripen. The gogren osam in Nisan, where they harvest them in Nisan, the hemis bashlos mealehim be kli kapos tmorim. You ripen them off the tree. They'll never ripen on the tree. Well, the olam hek tanis, and they're always small on the tree. Hilkach rabbeloi lo atsid midi. And therefore, a baloi, when he cut down the tree, wasn't matzah anything. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ochlin banovim ad sheyichlu dolios shel ochel. What's it called? They are allowed to eat grapes during Shemitah without doing beer until the Rashi, ochel mokum krumin. The ishtagarsi shel ovel. Who Ovel Kramin? Mal Uchal, Dolios shall Uchal's never place. Dolios is the trellises. The trellises of Uchal. They were the last grapes to remain on the vine. If Yesh Mucharos Mehen Ochim Aleim. And if their taka are later ones, you can continue eating till they're finished. Ochim Bezesim Achiach La'achron Shemit Tekoa. Tekoa is known for its olives. And until the last olive is left in Tekoa, you can eat olives. Rabbi Lezer Omer at Sheikh La'achron Shal Gush Cholav. Right, that in Gush Cholav there were still later olives on the tree. Kadeshia Ani Yotzi Veno Motzi Lo Benofo Velo Beikro. Rova. That the sheer is that if an Ani can't go out and find any olives at all, not in anywhere on the tree, then they already have to make beer. Rashi Tekoa Mokum Zesin, Kedisman Menachas, Tekoa Alpha L'Shemen. Tekoa was the first place that they brought Shemen for the menorah. Mitosh HaShemen Motzi Shom, were given by Mitzuyim Chachomim Bohem. Right, the Chachom were there. What's it called? Because Kedichsiv HaYishlach Yoav Tekoa. To find out a dvar halacha. Gush chalav, nami ikazesim tuva. V'hu v'chelko shul asher. D'chsiv bei v'tovil v'shemen raglo v'menachas. K'dei she'a ani yotze, mutter lecho min haknusim, ad she'yichlu besade kol kach, she'a ani yotze v'vakish v'en amotze. It has to be gone so much. There's nothing left. If an Ani would go to look, and he looks good, he won't find anything. Ochlin begrogros at sheyichlu pagi beisini. Rashi pagi beisini te'enim shalosu makom. They have a place, and when the dates were finished in that place. He knew they're finished everywhere. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, lo hiskru, huskru, pagu beishini, eling and maisim. Disnan, pagu beishini, vahini, de tovina, chayav me maisim. He said, no, this isn't the shir for shvius. This place of pagu beishini was mentioned specifically for maisim. Lo hiskru, vishamedrish, lahashir, peri, elo le maisim. Ahini is Tamarim, the Tovina Mokum, that's the name of a place, the Ahini of Tovina. Va'osim Pagim, Va'osim Tamarim, La'olam Ketanim. Lamaisa, they never mature, they're always small, what's it called, dates, and still, what's it called, they're Chayiv and Maisa. Okay, Ochlim B'Tamarim, Yichla Ha'achron Shebetzoar. You can eat dates till the last palm tree in Tzoar has dates on it. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ochlin Ashot Ben Akifin, the Ein Ochlin Ashot Ben Ashitzim, we had this before. You can eat as long as there are dates, even ones that fell off the tree that are still in the sheaves. But the ones that are in the thorns, that not, because they're not accessible to the animals. Ramini, Ochlin Banovim Ad HaPesach, Bezeisim Ad HaTzeres, Begrogros Ad HaChanukah, Betmorim Ad HaPurim, this is like Lowy Paskin. You can eat grapes till Pesach, olives till Shavuos, grogros of figs till Chanukah, and dates till Purim. That's the shir. V'amar Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yochanan tarti basrei samachlit. And Rabbeinu said that Rabbi Yochanan switched the last two. That, what's it called, that tamarim was to Chanukah, and grogros was to Purim. So the Maisa, here it says a shear, here it says all these things of when in that place it's finished. Here it says a set shear. Where it says, Ibididi Chachiruhu. The shear of when these places are already finished with the things in the field is this time of year. And the Achronim, the Chazonish, and others ask, how could you have such an exact shear? The Maisa, sometimes what's it called, it's left, sometimes not left. Well, how could you make a shear that's so exact? So, Zalman Orbach says, Enochinami, you have to be mafker the peiros at this time, but it could be that it lasts longer. So you have to keep them hefker. You have to have kavana not to be zocha in them the entire time there's any suffix that maybe there's something left. But the approximate time is around these times. And the Chazonish says that Adarabba, why do they need times, Pesach or whatever? Go look. He said, because as long as they're still left inside the lairs of these animals, they used to schlep the fruit and bring it to their lairs. So you couldn't go in and see if the fruit is there or not. You could see if it's not in the field. But maybe it's still around for the chayas to eat, because they schlepped it to their place where they live. So the Chachamim gave an approximate shear to when there's nothing left, even in the layers. The boy same another teretz. Haktani behedya im yesh muchoros mehem ochem aleim enachanami. If you find other ones, this is an approximate date when there's nothing left. But enachanami, if you find there's still left in the field, you could still eat. Tanya Reb Shimon Amliel Omer Simon Lahorin Mili. If you want to know if something's a mountain or not, right, we'll see once what the Nafka Mina is. If what's it called, Rashi, Milin, Simon Laharin Milin, no, we never. Bomra Bebai Garcino Tiruzu, Tarti Basrai Samachli, Begrogos and Apurim, Bitmar Machanika. Simon Laharin Milin Achtsin. Milin is gall nuts. So if you have trees with gall nuts, you know it's a mountain. Avashari Longishimaharim and Yothin. Other trees don't grow so well in the mountains. The Nafkamina, the Lomaisina, Bikurim, Minayu, Kilkamon. The Gemara is going to say, what's the Nafkamina? That you don't bring Bikurim from trees that grow in the mountains. So if you want to know if this is a mountain, that the trees that grow there, you shouldn't bring Bikurim, see if there's gallnut trees. If there are, then it's called a mountain. Simen La Mokim to Kovim. The shimen for a valley is palm trees, date palms. If there's date palms there, then it's called a valley. Shimen l'necholim konim. The shimen for a nachal is reeds. Now, Nachal, Shimon, Shimon is Shreila Shitma, a plane. The Shimon, if it's a plane, is a Shitma, this kind of sycamore tree, I think it is. The Apple Pishain Raya Ladover, Zech Ladover. Shinamar, Vayitin, Hamelech, Hasakefes, Kesek, Birushalayim, Tavonim, the Esarosim, Nasan, Kishikmim, Asher Bishvela, Lerov. So you see that Shikmim, right, a kind of cedar tree, is what's it called, is found in the Shvela, in the plain. So what is a Simen Laharin Milim? Simen Lamokin to call him, Nafkamina Labikurim. You don't bring Bikurim from fruit that grows in the mountain or in a valley, because it's not the best variety. You have to bring it from the best variety. So if you want to know if this fruit came from a mountain or from a valley, the shimon of a mountain is that it has what's it called gall nuts growing on it, and the shimon of a valley is that it has the column, it has palms, date palms. Tosus says, according to his chat, we said that Tosus says that the three arachos only apply to mountain or whatever. The things that grow on the mountains in one region is considered what's it called in the mountains of the other region, not finished if the what's it called those three sub-regions are considered one, legabe mountains or valleys or whatever, but not mountains to valleys. So why do we say the nafkamina is, if it's a mountain, right, and it's in that sub-region, then the three sub-regions are equal for mountains. But they're not equal for other things. Not that Rashi learns that the three sub-regions are always equal. So Tosha says, because that halach of the three sub-regions being equal is only in Yehuda. Doesn't apply to other places. So the Gemara didn't want to give a simen that's only in Yehuda. So the simen is Bikurim. Tisnan, Ein Mevi'in Bikurim Elashiva Saminim, V'lo Midikolim Shebaharim, V'lo Mipero Shebamokim. You bring Bikurim from the best variety of each of the seven minim, and not the inferior varieties which grow in the mountain or in the valley. Simen l'necholim konim, nafkamina l'nachalesa. Torah says you have to bring a eglarufa to a nachaleson. What's a nachal? So if it has reeds, you know it's a nachal. Rashi and the Rambam argue what nachaleson is. Rashi learns that it's a dry area. It's not a stream. Nachal. A nachal means a dry area, like a vadi, without water. And so the simen, if this dry area is called a nachal, if it's a vadi, is if it has konim, if it has what's it called, reeds. The Rambam learns that nachal eson is a what's it called, a river or a stream. So they ask on the Rambam, the person who wrote to the Chacham Tzvi, says, from here this Gemara you see not like the Rambam. What do you need a simen for a nachal? If it has water, it's flowing in, it's a nachal. So he says, no, just the opposite. There's a lot of different kinds of bodies of water. There's rivers and marshes and whatever. A nachal has to have reeds. And the other Rambam, reeds are by water. They're by marshes or whatever. It's more a riot to the Rambam. Simen l'shvela shikma, nafkamina l'mekach u'menkar. What's a nafkamina if it's a plain or not? If it has shikma trees or not? Nafkamina is if somebody says, I'm selling you a plain, there have to be shikma trees there. If there aren't, it's not called a plain. Hashadosh is l'hati, kulunami l'mekach u'menkar. That's the case, that we don't need separate reasons why we need these simanim from Bikurim or for Nachaleson, they're all for Mekach u'Memkar. That if you sell somebody a mountain, if it doesn't have, what's it called, gall nuts, it's not a mountain. And so on. Rashi. Shvela, Shikma ain't no supri. Shikma is a tree that doesn't bear fruit. Some kind of eris. Shvela eretz mishur, a plain. Ulakamim leforish my nafkamina. Kishkomim asher b'shvela, shma minah, dera shvela l'shkomim. That plains have shkomim. Umiru Lavraya Gemura, he laid that in Ein Bashkanim, lo te kriya sheva. Doesn't tell me that if it doesn't have shkamim, then it's not a plane. But planes usually have shkamim. That doesn't mean, from this pasuk, that I know for sure that if it doesn't have it, it's not called a plane. Bibikurim ksiva shir tovi ne arzicha. The darshin of the menachos, nemer kan arzicha, the nemer lahalan eretz chito sora. Ma lahalan shvach eretz, the hab shvacha kosa medaber, at kan shevach eretz. The alfina mina, the ein medin al mishiva saminim, ha murim shah. Bikurim, you only bring from the shiva saminim. And it says Arzacha. Arzacha means what Eretz Israel is praised with. That's the Shiva Saminim. The Ein Medin Elim Mokum Shumach. And since you bring it from the Shiva Saminim, which are Shevach of Eretz Israel, you only bring from the Meshumach, from the, what's it called, the better of these varieties. Utmarim, the Shiva Saminim, Heim, Dechsiv Udvash, the Heinu Dvash Tmarim. And dates are one of the Shiva Saminim. The Lomi the Kalim Shebaharim, the Eina Meshubachim. They're not the best variety. And let the kolim shalamakim. It's only the ones that grow in the valley. There, the dates are very high quality. But only peres tvoas dog and shalamakim. Shamayim lanim shamu tvoas and kimusha markedas. You don't bring from wheat that's in the amek because the water collects there and it ruins the grain. Lanachalei son leg larufa. In order to be called a Nachal Eson, it has to have reeds growing there. The Elo lo mikri Nachal. The Netachu Memkar, Shneilani Mocher Locha, somebody says, I'm selling you a plane, Tzorishia bo Shkamim. It has to have Shkamim. There's a Chasam Sofer and a Ben Yehoyada here that say a cute pshat, Haggadah in this Gemara. He says, what's it called that, Rosha, Simen Laharim, Balgaiva, it's compared to a mountain. So, you want to know who a Rosha is? Milim, he talks a lot. People who talk a lot, you can assume they're Harim, they're Balgaiva. The same as Simen of an Emek, of a Tzadik, who's low, who's an Anab, is a Tomer, Tzadik HaTomer Yifrach. The Nachal is Batim et Roshos. When, how do you know if there's a place medrash? Konim. There's a lot of reeds, a lot of Talmidei Chachamim gather there. Shvela is people who are lazy, right? That's Shikma, right, is a tree that doesn't make any peiros. People who are lazy, the simon is they accomplish nothing. So that's the pshat of the Agada pshat over here. The Menyo Yoda says that why did God make mountains? Because he made very strong winds. And the winds would destroy civilization if there weren't mountains to stop them. So he says, and why do you make the winds to begin with? Don't make the winds, don't make the mountains. So he said, because the winds come as a punishment to people who talk too much. So the Rebbe Shem knew that that's part of the Teva. He made the Teva that when people talk too much, it's a lot of wind. But he wanted that he had Rachmanis, he made the mountains to protect from the wind. So that's the simen leharim milim, too much talking. That's why you need mountains to protect from the winds. The emek, like the Chasam Sofer said, is tzadikim anava. And the dekel, what's the simen? The dekel, the peiros are all the way up high. So too the tzadikim, their peiros are up high in shamayim, where people can't get to them. Nechalim is harbot satorah. Here's a fits in with a word I once said. He says, what's the simon to a person who's roy to be marvitz Torah? Kona, read. He has to be flexible. If he's too rigid, he's not able to be marvitz Torah. So I wanted to say that's why Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Elezer were sent back into the cave for another year when they were inflexible. You see from there that it's not because you learn too much that you're inflexible, because you didn't learn enough. So a person has reached a stage where he can teach other people, where he's flexible. Okay, we said Nachal Eson. Okay, let's go on. We have time.
You need to have, it's sort of like in Israel where in the summertime there's no water, you come before water to see whether Nachal is. You see reeds, you know that's a Nachal.
Could be. It could be. If a Nachal is a Vadi, because the Rambam holds again. Rashi holds it's talking where there's a Nachal is something that doesn't dry out. If on the Rambam's Nachal is a Vadi. that taka doesn't have to have water, and mishtamet, that's what a nachal is. But and the chara think in modern Hebrew, a nachal could be a vadi, yeah. Nachal or whatever. I think it's the same as the Arabic vadi is a nachal. But the Rashi holds it has to have water, so it's not a vadi. It's a stream. The Rambam holds, right, it has to have, the Rambam holds has to have water, right, the Rambam holds has to have water. Okay. Mokum shenagu limkur behem adakal and nachri mochri. A place where they had the minute to sell. Behem adakal is not cows and bulls, but sheep and goats to guy, so you can sell them. Makom shalom nagu limkor ein mochrim. That depends on minig. Uvachol makom ein mochrim bei magasa agolim v'sayochim shleimim u'shvurim. You're never allowed to sell them bei magasa, because those these animals are used for work, and we're afraid of one of two things. If you sell them to the goy, mamish sell them, so we're afraid you're going to sell it close to Shabbos, and the animal knows its owner's voice, and you're going to put a load on the animal to carry, and the goy is going to want to see how it carries it. And it's going to be close to Shabbos, and the animal is going to end up carrying the load or doing the work because of the voice of the master, and therefore he's machamer, he's making his animal work on Shabbos. If you're renting it to the goy or loaning it, then there's a problem that it's going to be doing work with the Jews' behema, shvisas behemto, separatism. You have to let your animal rest on Shabbos. Your animal, that only applies to your animal, not one you sold to a goy. But you can't make an animal work, even by calling it and making it carry things. That's anybody's animal. Mechamer is also by anybody's animal. Shvisas behemto is only if it's your animal. So if you rent it to a goy, that's a problem for the whole Shabbos. If you sell it, it's only a problem at the beginning of Shabbos. So, light animals, you don't do work with. Those aren't for work. So, places where the minhag was not to sell light animals was a gzeira, because maybe you'll come to sell work animals. And the place didn't have the minhag, didn't make such a gzeira. That's how Rashi learns. And you can't sell not ones that are capable of working, whole ones, or broken ones. Because we're afraid that if you sell broken ones, you'll end up selling healthy ones. Rabbi Yehuda Matar Bishvur. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't make such a gzeira, and if it has a broken leg and it can't work, you can sell it. Ben Bisera Matar Bisus. Ben Bisera says you can sell horses, because horses are miyuchad basically for people. And people is only nisa d'rabbanan, because chai no seyas atzmo. The rabbanan hold no, that there's horses that are made special to carry birds. Birds and shabbos. And when it comes to animals, you don't say chai no seyas atzmo. Especially birds, because they make themselves heavy. So therefore, what's it called? We're afraid, according to the rabbanan, that you'll end up selling a horse that's miyuchad for birds, not just for people. So they ask for all horses, and the Bisera says, no, most horses are for people, and therefore horses are mutter. Makom shenagu lechol tzli b'lele psachim ochlin, in a place where they had the minute to eat roast meat, leil pesach, you could eat it. Makom shenagu shalol lechol ein ochlin, place where they had the minute not to, you didn't eat it. We'll see Rashi explains what the right reason for the minute is. Makom shenagu shalol limkar, dechmiru al atzman, Dilma Asi Lim Korgasa. That place they were machmir not to sell light animals for fear they come to sell work animals. That's also according to everybody. The Gazer Beirabana Mishum She'ela Mishum Schiris Mishum Nisyomi. Mesechus Avodazara. Right? The Yisrael Mitzuvah Shvises Behemto Mishabas. If we're talking about loaning or renting an animal, then your animal is going to be working on Shabbos for this goy. It's still yours. And if we're talking about selling, we're afraid of Nisyoni, that you're going to try it, the goy is going to try it out. Bein HaShemashes, right before Shabbos, and it's going to still be moving because of the command of the owner. a golem ushiochim ktanim. The apple got the labane malachaninu, nifli mechiris gedolim. A golem and shayochim are the small varieties of work animals. They're not yet ready for work. Calf is not yet ready for work. But we're afraid that if you can sell calves, you'll end up selling oxen. And if you sell ones with broken legs, you're going to end up selling ones that could do work. Who the hell's know? And Rabbi Huda holds no goyim that buy animals that are lame, shech them right away. They don't keep them around, that people should then make a mistake between that and a whole one. Then the seira matir b'sus, the visha malachto l'rechiva, because most horses are made for people riding on them. And therefore this whole concept of the animal doing work for the sake of the owner, right, doesn't apply. Because a horse carrying a rider is only doing an issur d'rabbanan. What if a person would do that, would it be an issur d'rabbanan? Because chai no says atzmo. Because it looks like you're eating korban pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it's roasted meat. It looks like korban pesach. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi the Gemara says. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Asher lo va'adam shiomer baser zele pesach. Pesachu. But they should niru kamakdish behemto va'ochel kachim bachutz. So Rashi says, what's the problem? Baser zeh va'afilu shchuta kvar. Even if it's already shechted, you shouldn't say this meat is for Pesach, because it looks like you're makdish the meat, right? And that's how Rashi learns that the problem is we're afraid that you're makdish this meat for the tzorech korban Pesach, meaning that the value of the meat is kodesh, and it's kodesh medek habayis. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns no. If you say Basar Zula Pesach, we're afraid that people will think that when the animal was alive, you were makdish it for Korban Pesach. Not we're afraid people are going to think you're makdish the Basar. That's unusual. But they're going to think since you said Basar Zula Pesach, you were makdish the animal was alive for Korban Pesach. And the animal is kodesh. What's the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos? The nafkamina is if it applies only to sheep. If the pshat is, I'm afraid that if I say this meat is for Pesach, people will think I was makdish the animal when it was alive. That only applies to a sheep. You can't be makdish a cow. But according to Rashi, that pshat is that people will think that you're makdish this meat, the tzorech korban Pesach. So then it applies to any kind of meat. Because you can probably kodesh the damim, and then you redeem it, you take the money, and you buy a korban Pesach. So according to Rashi, it would apply to all meat. According to Tosfos, only to a goat or a lamb. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, dafka basar, only meat. Avachiti lo. Right? But if you say, this wheat is for Pesach, people aren't going to make a mistake. The mint or lepisra komer, because there it's clear you meant, this is for the sake of matzahs, it's been watched. For the sake of Pesach, not what's it called? So Lechora, according to Tosfos, why didn't it say what's it called? But Basar Para, no, only Basar Klef. Why did it make a difference between Basar and Chitin? It should have made a difference in Basar itself. That's what Pnei Yeshua was Kasha. He says Mashma more like Rashi, and he has a Yishuv to Tosfos, but it's not for here. He has a way of answering how Tosfos could learn, and there are other Achronim also who answer up Tosfos. But for the simple pshat in the Gemara, it's mashma more like Rashi, that all basar is asur, not just basar klan, basar ace. Rashi avachiti lo domo midi lekonchim. People aren't going to think that you're makdish, what's it called, the chitim lechorech pesach. The chikomer chitim elu lepesach, the minter lepesach komer. I'm watching them for the sake of matzahs. Atzniu lepesach lauchlam. I'm going to watch them carefully so I can eat them on Pesach. And not that people people are going to think that I'm interested in making these kodesh and being, what's it called, told to them and using the money to buy korban Pesach. Meshne, Amar Rav Yossi, Tudus Ish Romi, Hinigas B'nei Romi, Lecho Gedoyim Mekulasim, Melele Pesachim. Todos Ish Romi were made a minig in Rome that they used to eat something that looked exactly like korban Pesach. They used to roast whole animals, right, with the insides hanging on the outside of them, mamish like a korban Pesach, as a zecher to korban Pesach. Shalchu lo, ilmole todus atogos reini olecho nidui. So they sent him that if you weren't be told, you wouldn't be a chash of a person, we put you in cheirim. Because shatamach l'shirom kotshim machutz. You're feeding Jews korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash in Rome. Versus kotshim sol kataitach, they never were machdish it. It was a zecher to korban Pesach. Ela eima korov lahat l'shirom kotshim machutz. Right? What's it called? People are going to make a mistake and think that this is a korban, that they're actually eating korban Pesach. And they'll end up being makdish and eating a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is Chi of Koris. So if you wouldn't be Todos, I put you in Cherim for making a minig that was dangerous. Rashi, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Todos Yisroel, Yisroel Choshev Shoye Barom. It was a Choshev a Yid who lived in Rome. Mikulasim Tzluyim Rosho Akrod. They roasted it whole. The Al-Kirbo, Kitzliyas HaPesa, with everything there. The head connected and the entrails hanging from the outside. The Tanya became to Tzolim, the Akiva, Koreo Mekulis. The Visha told the Kroh of Chutzolo, Bitsido, Kenose Kli Zaino Bitsido. It's like a Mekulis means like a soldier holding his weapon on the outside. So you roasted the whole thing whole. You had to take out the insides and you hung them on the outside of the animal. It looked like a soldier with his weapons. Kova Nechoshes, Begolius, Targuma, Kulsa Nechoshes. A helmet is a kulas. So the kulas means like a soldier with a helmet. That's how the carbon was roasted. And Molly told us after other Nechoshes, if you wouldn't be such an important person, I'd put you in Heirin, Korav Lahatul, Doma Lekoshes. Because it looks like kodshim. So the Chari, you see over here, that it's only because they roasted it whole it was a problem. But stab roast meat wasn't a problem. So the Gemara's going to ask that question.